Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, serve God faithfully. Serve Him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things He has done for you. It's so important, friend, especially at the beginning of a year, to just set yourself into a mode where you're going to reaffirm your relationship with God. Reflect on the past year, but ask God to show you the sins and the weaknesses and some of the decisions that you made that we need to retrace. And it's important that you do that. Confess those sins that Holy Spirit is telling you about. Ask God to refresh you and give you a new vision for the year ahead. Some of us get stale visions, and they've passed. You can't have a vision in your 20s that's the same in your 50s and 60s. You just can't. And so we have to ask God for new visions in our lives. Ask God to help you see your life from His perspective and renew your commitment to His vision and purpose for your life. And then make it a vow that you make. Okay, God, I am convinced that I'm going to serve You this year. I'm going to serve You by going to the Word of God first thing in the morning, praying, having a time of prayer with You. You're the most important thing in my life. Not my phone, not my TV, not the refrigerator. You're the most important thing in my life. Let's do the Monday Bible slogan. That's what we do every Monday. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. I think some of you just think this is a book of history. It's the Word of God. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And our memory verse for this week, I listened to the program of Darren Live in Denver on Friday. I was listening to the encore program, and we gave a verse from 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. Such a great verse of scripture, because sometimes you feel like God isn't there. I'm all alone. God, where are You? I can't hear You. I can't see. Well, of course you can't see Him, but you can see Him in friends and people that come alongside and edify you. And as we're reading in Job right now, Job has had a real tough time talking with his, quote, friends, because they've talked about the results and the sins and the consequences of the wicked, and Job is not wicked. And so it's just been an ongoing back and forth. And here it says in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth." Why? "That He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His." And from the Living Translation, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." That's what I need. That's what I want. And that's what He gives us when we ask Him, that strength that keeps us going, even in situations that seem impossible. And the message gives kind of a story, a background about what's happening in 2 Chronicles 16. And it's during the reign of Asa, king of Judah. And he was just kind of like a Jimmy Carter of the United States. After that, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, "Because you went for help to the king of Aram," that's his enemy, "and to Ethiopians and Libyans," those are his enemies, "because you, king of Judah, went for help to the kings that are your enemies. You didn't ask God for help. You've lost a victory over the army of the king of Aram. Didn't the Ethiopians and Libyans come against you? Isn't that something? These countries are still here. Ethiopia and Libya come against you with superior forces, completely outclassing you with their chariots and cavalry. And now, finally, that's how sometimes how I look at people. They just go to every organization, everything, agency in the whole world except God. And finally, you asked God for help and he gave you the victory. God is always on the alert. Now here's the ninth verse of 2 Chronicles 16. God is always on the alert, constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to him. You were foolish to go for human help when you could have had God's help. Now you're in trouble. One round of war after another. Unless you go to your God and ask him for help, you will go from one crisis to another crisis to another crisis. I don't want you to go there. Oh, I do not want you to go there. So commit yourself to God right now, early on in this year. Say, Father God, I'm going to read your word every day. I'm going to pray. I'm going to, if you're speaking in tongues, I'm going to have a time when I'm speaking to you and praying to you in tongues, because I know you have given us those gifts and that opportunity to communicate and commune with you. That's what you need to do right now, friend, right now. My confession for today, I declare that I am a doer of the word of God. I am among those who hear the word and immediately apply it to their lives. I experience the power of God's Spirit in my life because of my obedience to walk in what God has revealed to me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And this weekend, I went down to Colorado Springs because Kimberly was with Dana for 3 days, and I wanted to see her before she went back to Broken Arrow, and she's on her way back today. And it's like when we were sitting in the restaurant, football was going on and skating was going on, and we were, you know, talking about things that were happening, and we had just experienced the engagement of my granddaughter, Emma, with her fiancé, Coy, who is a wonderful guy. He is just a wonderful guy. And so they announced their engagement on Friday night. I was not there. I just decided to let them celebrate, and they celebrated till midnight. So, you know, grandma probably wouldn't have been able to handle all that. But I realized as we sat in the restaurant after we got done with just all the chit chat, we started talking about deeper things. And most families can't do that. They can't talk about the deeper things of God. And I want you to experience that with your children. I pray for you every day that you would be able to just sit down with your children and enjoy a conversation about God and his wonderful things, the wonderful things that he has done for you. Just like our scripture for today, serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. And it's just such an honor to realize that, you know, your children, they love God and they want to go deeper. We just talked and talked and talked for 2.5 hours. I paid the server double tip because I knew that he would probably need it if we were there for a while. But such a joy in my heart to know that my family belongs to God and is committed to God. Oh, what a wonderful feeling. And it is not too late for you if you have children that are rebellious. It is not too late. Prayer truly changes things, friend. And pray and prophesy over them how you would want them to be. Yes, a child of the Most High God, that God's going to lavish his love upon them, that they're going to turn from their wicked ways, that Holy Spirit is going to take hold of them in his love and compassion and woo them back to God. It's wonderful. And if they have never received God, maybe you can ask God for an opportunity where you can ask them, would you like to accept God into your life so that he can be at the controls, because you've gone through some rough spots in your life? And ask them, would you like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? And I believe that after you've talked to them in such a gentle way, they will say, you know what? I need help from something other than people. And it's so true. We do need help from something other than people, don't we? Oh, I was reading day 48. Oh, and God bless you as you do this. I'm praying for you that God will give you the courage and the love to do this for your loved ones. I'm reading from day 48, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's book, The Book of Mysteries, Into the Deep. And it's got a little title, Blessings. We all want blessings, don't we? Day 48, Into the Deep. The Messiah was teaching the multitudes from a boat on the Sea of Galilee. He turned to his disciple Simon and said, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets out for a catch." So they did. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break. "What do you see in that?" asked the teacher. "Well, it's wise to listen to the Messiah," I replied. "Yes, it is." "Yes, but what did he tell them to do?" "To launch out into the deep and to launch out into the deep." That's it right there. To launch out into the deep. "What does it mean?" I asked. "It means that the fish weren't in the shallow waters." "But what does it mean to us?" "It means that our blessings aren't in the shallow waters either." "It still doesn't make sense. The blessings of God aren't found in the shallow waters. You won't find them in the shallow waters of faith. They don't swim there. Uh-uh. Blessings aren't there." He paused for a moment as if to think and then continued, "There are many who call themselves by Messiah's name, but most dwell only in the shallow waters. They stay by the shore where they're safe. They stay near that which is familiar and comfortable, where they feel secure somehow." And I remember when my husband, John, was attacked with cancer, he said a very profound thing in the latter days that he was here. I'll never forget. "The three Hebrew teenagers were safer in the fiery furnace than outside." That is so true. The three Hebrew teenagers were safer in the fiery furnace than outside. And that's so true, friend. You see, and Jonathan Cahn goes on to say, the teacher, "You see, shallow Christians never fully leave the old ways, the old life. So they only know the shallow waters of God. Others who are called by his name never fully launch out. They never enter the deep. They believe, but with a shallow faith." How many times Jesus says to the disciples, "Oh, you of little faith." They read the scriptures, but only get into the shallow part of the word, the surface, the letter, the logos. They pray only in the shallow of prayers, bless all the missionaries, bless all the family. They don't go into the specifics. They never allow themselves to enter the depths of prayer. They never allow themselves the time. "I don't have time." Oh, how many times I've heard that. And they know of God's love, but they never get into the deep of his love. They never know how deeply he loves them. I hope that you today know how deeply your Heavenly Father loves you. As a result, they never know the deep blessings that God has for them. But if you want the blessings of God, you must leave the shallow and launch out away from the shore, away from its distractions, away from the old and familiar, and into the deep waters of faith, the deep waters of his presence, the deep of his word, the deep of worship, the deep of his joy, the deep of his voice, the deep of his spirit, and the deep of his heart. That's where your blessings are waiting and will be found, not in church per se. No, not anywhere in a seminar, not in all the books that you read on the shelf, not in all these how-tos. It's not going to be found there. It's going to be found in his word every day as you read his word and become intimately acquainted with him. And I asked, and miracles? Miracles so big that your net will break in the deep waters of God. Oh, I love that. The mission for day 48 is launch out into the deep waters of God today. And there let down your net that it might break with his blessings. Hallelujah. Overflow, overflow, as Malachi says. Genesis 49 verse 25 says, "From the God of your father who helps you, and by the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, and blessings of the breasts and of the womb." Luke 5, 4 through 11 goes into the fact that Jesus said, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." And when Simon Peter realized that the boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking, he realized what had happened and he fell on his knees and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you." He realized his humanity. Do you remember? That's one of the first times Peter heard of Jesus and the first time he saw him when Jesus mentioned to him, "Why don't you go out into the deep?" And Peter says, "We have been fishing all night." He says, "Go on out." And so Peter obeyed him. Good for Peter. Good for Peter. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. And Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And they left everything. They left everything and followed Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 13 says, "For to us God revealed this revelation knowledge through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things." This is Holy Spirit. "He searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God." So your thoughts are going to be, as you study the Word and get close to God, your thoughts are going to become more spirit and less world. Less world system and more spirit, because your spirit man is the one that's alive now, not your other parts who are going to be dying one of these days and you're going to go down into the grave, but your spirit and your soul are going to go on to be with Jesus. "Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world." Nope. New thing going on. Former things are gone. New thing. "We have not received the spirit of the world when we accepted Jesus, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God." Now, today, as you know, as probably you've heard over and over again, is Martin Luther King Day. And I want to say here that Martin Luther King Jr. didn't stay in the shallow part of the river of God. He went into the deep part and put everything out there for a purpose that was greater than himself. He was not a perfect man in any way, shape, or form, but God used this vessel for a time to bring together so many diverse sections of the United States. And it involved the future of this country and the lives of people to see that all men are created equal. And as we remember the birth of Martin Luther King Jr., it is worth reflecting on his message and whether we are moving in the direction of accomplishing the great vision he spoke of. Dr. King's admirable efforts to ensure that we become and remain a nation where an individual is judged based on the content of his character, not the color of his skin. It is well known by most Americans. Indeed, this message comes from the King of the universe himself, and we're talking about God himself. And Martin Luther King knew God, and he spoke of God often, as his granddaughter does today, himself, who tells of us of his love in his love letter. And he says, "From one man, Adam, he made every man and woman and every race of humanity, and he spread us over all the earth. He sets the boundaries of people and nations, determining their appointed times in history, for it is through him that we live and function and have our identity." In fact, there's two portions of scripture that Paul wrote about, one's in Galatians and one's in Colossians, that there is now neither a male nor female, Jew or Greek. There's not a difference in all of these different races. There's not a difference with God, or slave or free. There's no difference with God. And those are Acts 17, 26 through 28. And quote 28 again with me. "For in him I live and move and have my being." See, this beautiful admonition puts to rest once and for all the idea that some races are superior. Yes, black lives matter. But let's not limit our acceptance to only black lives. But every life matters to God, and it should matter especially to those who call themselves Christians. Let's keep Martin Luther King's dream alive by loving instead of finding fault. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Mm-hmm. mouth was dry and my heart was heavy. The gray old man fishing next to me saw that look on my face and he began to speak. I said, through my years, I've learned my lesson. We're on the same boat trying to get. Son, let me give you some free advice.
You can't quit your thirst drinking muddy water or wash your soul in a dirty stream.
You can't quit your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean.
Muddy water, dirty stream.
No, I never once saw that old man again. It's hard to believe how long it's been. The words he said really changed my life. I'm the first one to
oh, there's only the water of God. Get into the deep water of God. It's just going to cleanse you, and not only cleanse you, it's going to flow over to others. It's just wonderful. I want to say, as an example of our Black brothers and sisters living successfully in this world, there are so many of them. I have a neighbor who is very successful, lives just across the street, really a precious lady. She lost her husband about 5 years ago. But it's wonderful to know that the majority of American people are mingling together and enjoying each other's company. And that's what's important. I remember when meeting my first husband, John's first man that he traveled with when he was 16. He went on the road for a while with Brother Lacey. And Brother Lacey was a Black man. And he says that my piano player, he sings black and I sing white. But he didn't exactly sing white, although he had a great voice. But John learned to love those Black people. They went to all kinds of Black congregations all over the South and the Eastern United States. And it's important that we don't have a prejudice in our minds. And one example of that is Dr. Ben Carson. When he was a boy growing up in Detroit, the idea of a Black cabinet secretary and a neurosurgeon or a rocket scientist would have been totally unimaginable to him. And he was a son of a single mother. His brother and he would come home from school, throw their books on the floor, and watch television. And she was just trying to scrape together things for their food every day. And she would come home. They had the cereal boxes out on the table. I remember this from watching the movie Gifted Hands. If you haven't seen that movie of Dr. Ben Carson, oh, it's just a marvelous movie. And finally, she said, no more television until you do your homework and you're going to go to the library and read books during the week. Well, this was just unbelievable to the two boys. But they did. They obeyed their mother. They loved her. And Ben Carson became a neurosurgeon. He was the first surgeon to divide the skull, I believe, of twins that were joined. And it's important, friend, to know that when you include God's love in your life, when you include him in your life, all things are possible. All things are possible. It's just so worth celebrating, both black people and white people. Let's keep the light of the vision that Dr. Martin Luther King had burning in our souls and in our neighborhoods, that we can overcome all of this. We don't need to be part of the argument in the United States of America. We do not need to have any of that argument. And we just need to love. I appreciate you so much. God bless you. And the Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow on this show. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.